Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Laurie Spencer. Today we have Rick on the line from Missouri, and we're talking about gardening. Rick, can you tell us how you go about getting the soil ready before you plant?
Well, that's an interesting subject. What you'll see with the middle of our gardening process is that, and that was really the reason, and maybe I skipped over this again, the reason that I was talking about the deepest topsoil in the world was because the Mittleiter gardening process does not require soil. You can plant anything you want, anywhere you want, in anything you want, and it doesn't really change anything. Now, I know what you're going to say. Well, how in the world can that be? Well, what happens, you know, with most people's soil in the world is not terribly productive. So when you put together a Mittleiter bed, you know, let's say you're going to nail together some 2x8s and make yourself a bed, you're going to be using sand and sawdust. You're going to be using 2/3 sawdust, 1/3 sand, and that's your media. And so it's the weekly feed and the pre-plant feed, and that is what is going to actually give you production that goes well beyond anything that organic farmers are putting out there. So how do you put, well, what I've been doing in a practical sense, let me say this. I had traditional beds up until the middle of last year. When we started going into cold crops like turnips and beets, which I wanted to put in, I started heavily amending the existing soil with sand and sawdust. I didn't necessarily dig all the soil up and get rid of it, but I simply amended it so it would be loose and fluffy. And there are really reasons for that, let me back up just a minute, and we'll come right back to this. The Stick's laws are your light and your temperature and your air. Those are the first three. The light, you want at least 6 to 8 hours of sunlight a day, and preferably from the south to the west, not the north. You know, that's only good for hostas and impatiens. The temperature... which now we're talking about the soil again. If you see people plant tomatoes in a pot on a deck every afternoon, no matter how much water is in the pot, the tomato wilts. And that is a heat shock. You're heat shocking the roots because they're getting too hot. Anytime you have a prepared bed, especially if it's got a lot of organic matter in it like sawdust, it's going to be well insulated. It's going to be able to hold water. But it's also going to be much cooler than the ground. So tilling in or digging in additional cheap things like animal bedding, like pine shavings or whatever you've got, will help you with that. And the sand, of course, you want the drainage. Because when you get right down to it, the very next law is air. And plants don't breathe through their leaves. They actually breathe through their roots. So when you incorporate, when typically you'd be raising up a mound, a long row mound, a raised mound, so that you get real good drainage so that there's always air around the roots. When you incorporate things like pine shavings and sand into the soils, You not only get great drainage, you get a lot of air around the roots. And because a lot of people, when they gardeners, you know, who overlove their plants, when they see a plant start turning yellow, they turn on the hose and they just leave it. And so a lot of times that either can be a nutrient deficiency or the plant is suffocating because there's too much water around the roots. So the answer to the question is any new beds I build will be pure sand and sawdust. But the older ones, I simply amend the existing soil with sand and sawdust. And then once having done that, you only have to worry about the other three laws, which are water, food, and competition. And we got, of course, a lot of deer around here. So,
right.
Jerry's fertilizer would help with that. That will help to keep the deer off. I will say this one thing. Let me back up about the temperature 1 minute. When you plant, when you start your seeds, seeds germinate best between 70 and 85 degrees. So, but at some point, when it gets too hot, like let's say you got your plants out and the temperature goes above 90 or 95, what's going to happen at that point is the plants essentially are just trying to survive. And they'll spend all their energy perspiring out of their leaves. They'll be taking up water and air through the roots and basically sweating out their leaves. They're giving off CO2 and moisture to keep themselves cool. I mean, at that point, you can employ shade cloth or something, but you will not be getting female flowers at that point because the plant simply doesn't have the energy to put off female flowers. Yes, you'll see flowers, but those are male flowers, and you're not going to get any fruit off those. If you ever grow melons or cantaloupe or squash, a female flower is super easy to see because at the base of the flower, there will be something that looks like a marble. It's much harder to see on a small flower like a tomato flower, but they're there. So that is how you amend your soil. But in the overall scheme of things, it doesn't matter if you don't have any soil at all. I mean, standing sawdust, I don't know what gets cheaper. I mean, a lot of places, if you're near a sawmill, they will let you have the sawdust for nothing. All you got to do is show up and get it. So, and sand is insanely cheap, too. I mean, you can get a ton of sand for about $29, I think, and then or something like that.
That's probably. I mean, regular sand, like builder's sand, is almost impossible to get. You can get all the red clay you want, though.
Well, sand and clay do make bricks, which, you know, is basically in Missouri, you know, what you'll be growing in if you don't do something about your soil. But then a lot of places in the world honestly don't have much better luck than that. So, you know, that is one of the reasons, you know, why it's a good thing to have the organics in your bed so that you get plenty of air around the roots and water retention. There is another aspect of this that I should mention, and you'll see this in the video, but if you buy the book, cold weather gardening, there is a way. What typically they do is they grow these things vertically, and then in a bed 2 feet wide by 30 feet long, you can have as many as 2,000 pounds of tomatoes growing in there, but it's vertical. So what they do is they make like a pair of telephone poles, T-posts about 7 feet high on either end, and they run twine, 170-pound baler twine, upwards at a V, and then they simply, as the plants grow, they simply wind the plant around the string, the baler twine, and then they can grow vertically. You can even do this with cantaloupe, pumpkins, and the watermelon, and you can actually get, you know, fairly large pumpkins and stuff. If you wrap a string around the stem, it'll support the weight of it. But
I didn't know that.
I know. Well, I think what this guy said was, and I thought it was interesting, was that at about six pounds, a cantaloupe ripens and falls, and so you don't have to worry about when a cantaloupe is ripe. When you find it on the ground, it's ready. So I thought it was interesting. Let me say this. I don't know that we necessarily, they do a lot of hoop houses using PVC. Now a hoop is really nothing more than something about 2 feet high made out of PVC, and you put it along the row and you can cover it with greenhouse plastic, and you can, by doing things like this, relatively inexpensive. Now, not Visqueen. Visqueen is 4 mil, and it can't stand the UV, so it's best not to invest in that. But
they're going to eat it up plastic in one season.
Oh, yeah. If you get real greenhouse plastic, it's made for that. It may be a little more expensive, but it'll last 4 to 10 years. So it's worth laying your hands on. But if you'll grow in that way, you can grow 6 weeks earlier and 6 weeks later. And in most climates, that just about doubles your season. And that may be something that you would want to look into. And, of course, that is information that is readily available in, not just in the original video, the overview, Growing Your Garden in a Mid-Lighter Way. That is also available in their book and in the online tutorials, the 10-part tutorial. A garden 47 feet square will support a family of four, and that is not a particularly large garden. One of the great things about this method is that it's sustainable. In other words, you can store large. Well, here's what happens: you can store large amounts of the materials necessary to feed a plant even if it's just in sand and sawdust. But, you know, a lot of people will say, well, you know, yeah, but you want to use 16, 16, 16 and things like that. And those are chemicals. Well, they are, except the fact of the matter is everything is a chemical, including you.
Correct.
I get people that say, I put banana peels and eggshells out in the garden, and that's natural. Well, yeah, it's natural, but here's the problem with that, is that the old adage is, if you feed the soil, you feed the garden. Which is true, except there are microbes in there that, those are organics. Those are all organic things that a plant cannot eat. A plant can only take up inorganics, like chemicals, like calcium, potassium, nitrogen, molybdenum, manganese, whatever. That's what they eat. When you eat food, you break all of your food down into those chemicals, and then your body uses them. Plants are no different. It's going to take microbes 6 months to a year to reconvert that stuff you're throwing in your natural garden into food that your garden can use. The great thing about the Mid-Lighter process is the chemicals that you're putting in there are already bioavailable to the plant. Here's an example, and it's in the video. They're planting 84-day corn, meaning that it's harvested in 84 days, but it's coming out in 62.
Wow.
62 days. I don't know. That's huge. That means you could almost get another crop in. So you can almost get two crops of corn in 1 year.
Yeah, you could.
If you want to start something inside and put it out, you know, as soon as the last frost goes, you can most definitely get two corn crops in. And why is that?
Right.
Because the food you're putting on it is bioavailable the minute you put it there. So, and you know, you can store. I think the average garden. I mean, here's what's going to happen: you're going to be mixing up what's called the pre-plant mix, and you're going to put that down on the soil and water it in before you even begin your gardening process, before you even plant. And the pre-plant mix is lime and or gypsum, and it depends on your rainfall, but both of those are your calcium content. That's your pre-plant. Your calcium content, you're going to have, this is the recipe. It is, you're going to have 5 pounds of lime or gypsum. I think it's a gypsum if you're under 18 inches of rain a year, and lime if you're 20 inches and over.
Right.
4 ounces of Epsom salt.
For you and I, it would be lime.
Sure, exactly. And 1 ounce of borax, which is just 20 mule team borax. So,
right.
And that is going to be distributed along your rows at a rate of an ounce a foot. So literally you're talking about practically nothing.
Right.
What that does, that will not burn your plants. What that does is that is some of the essential 16 elements which are necessary to grow a plant. Then there's a weekly feed, which you're going to put on once a week at a rate of a half ounce a foot, and it is 25 pounds of 16, 16, 16, 4 pounds of Epsom salts, and one package of the Mid-Lighter micro mix, which actually contains about a dozen of the essential 16 elements. And you say, well, yeah, but I've got fertilizer that says it's got 90 things in it. Well, yeah, it probably has 90 things in it, but only 16 are essential. Well, how do they know that? Well, it's simple. Over the course of 30 or 40 years, they added and subtracted elements until they found out which ones were necessary and which ones were not. Three of them actually come from the air. I think it's carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen, and you have the 13 come out of your feed. And
right.
If you use this technique, you're going to get all 16 essential elements, and you'll have the kind of production that you should. You'll be able to grow hopefully enough food to sustain a family. Here's the point, though. I mean, how many times have I had a giant compost pile, which, by the way, has to be microbial. It has to be broken down by the microbes. The microbes eat it.
Right.
They poop it. And then you've got your calcium, potassium, and all that. Okay, that takes 6 months to a year. You go out to your compost pile to get some compost, and it's not there. Well, where did it go? Well, it's quite simple.
Right.
It's been broken down into its elements, and it's gone. That's what happens. So you really can't really store that stuff. It doesn't work. But things like, a bag of, a 50-pound bag of 16-16-16, it's already in its basic elements. It's already broken down into the three basic chemicals. So it's not going to get broken down any further. It's in a plastic bag. It's waterproof. It doesn't cost anything. I think a 50-pound bag of 16-16-16 is around $11 or $12. Around here, we can't get 16-16-16 for some reason, so I buy a bag of 12-12-12 and a bag of 18-18-18 and mix them together, and you get 15-15-15, and that is close enough. That is going to be close enough. So once you mix that with your Epsom salts and your Micromix, which, by the way, you need to get from, there's a website called mitleidergardening.com, mitleidergardening.com, M-I-T-T-L-E-I-D-E-R, gardening.com. The Food for Everyone Foundation, they're only going to ask for $14.95 for two 10-ounce bags, which means that is literally enough to do a garden for four for 1 year. So, they're not really gouging at $15.
I don't think so at all. Let me interrupt you just a second.
Yes, go ahead, please.
All right. This is for our audience's consumption, but you and I haven't talked about it. And I'd also like to know, real quick, I'm going to tell you what we did before I broke my leg to get one of our garden areas started. It's an 800-square-foot area. What we did, we tilled it once with my brand-new handy-dandy fancy rototiller from Husqvarna, I'm very proud of. thing works like a dream. But anyway, tore up everything. And then we took a bag of, I think it was 13-13-13, and two containers, 4-pound containers of Epsom salts, mixed that together.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And we spread that evenly over that 800 square foot. Of course, then the rain started. We wanted to till it in after it rained a couple of times. Now it's, too wet to plow. You've heard the old expression. Well, that's what it is here. It's too wet to plow.
Sure.
But that's where we've gotten so far. And, my son-in-law and my daughter are going to have to do the rest of it. I can't even walk, so rototilling's out of the question.
Right.
But anyway, what's your opinion on that just for a start?
Well, that is a good start, and it doesn't hurt. Here's one thing that's very, very interesting. When you... Everybody who grows tomatoes gets what's called blossom end rot. You'll look at a tomato and the whole bottom side is black. Okay.
Right.
So everybody thinks that's a disease. Okay. That is not a disease. That is a deficiency in nutrients. And we'll be back right after that break.
You're right. Ladies and gentlemen, back in 3 minutes.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back to Rural Survival. I'm your host, Lori Spencer, with my husband, Tim Spencer. We're speaking with Rick in Missouri on gardening. If you'd like to call in and ask Rick any questions or have any gardening suggestions for our listeners, our number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, the number is 1-800-313-9443. Go ahead, Rick.
Yes, well, I haven't lost sight of your question. I'm going somewhere with this. Blossom end rot, which everybody thinks is a disease, well, and so did I, and you break out the fungicides and all the other things spraying your plants down, it turns out it's nothing more than a calcium deficiency. So if you get out some gypsum or some lime, you'll cure that problem very quickly. The reason I'm bringing this up is because this is the same as early bolting. In other words, if you put out, say, broccoli and it goes to flower too soon, it's because it ran out of gas. The stuff that you put in your garden, it's all fine, but at some point relatively quickly, those chemicals will be uptaken by the plants and they will run out of gas, and you're breaking one of the six laws. So you will see either what you think are diseases, but probably are really nutrient deficiencies, or you'll just have, reduced production. So there's absolutely nothing wrong with what you did. It's all marvelous. But it will not turn out to necessarily be a substitute for the pre-plant mix and the weekly feed. And the weekly feed is really cheap enough. I think David Gilmore said that he did some kind of calculation, and he is producing tomatoes for 2 cents a pound. So,
wow.
And that's, of course, right. And, of course, he's talking about, you know, his costs, and that would, of course, include his weekly feed. I think I did some calculations, and I think that, yeah, here they are. When you do your weekly feed, you're going to be putting down somewhere around 2 cents a yard for the weekly feed. So this is, you know, crazy cheap.
Right.
You're going to be able to make enough food if you had like say six 30-foot beds. You could probably feed that all year, 12 weeks, let's say, if you didn't have plastic up, for around $60. But you'll be getting 5 to 10 times the amount of food you're used to. So, yes, there's nothing wrong with what you did, but I think you know, if you want to participate in this particular experiment, you'll probably want to use, you know, your weekly feed. And you'll find, I think, that at least we did last fall, that your production is going to go up dramatically. And of course, that implies some other things too. That, you know, literally this fall you can be canning your buns on. So, or maybe all summer,
right.
I don't even know. Which is a different subject altogether.
Now, I want to breach something real quick that our listeners might be interested in. This year, I'm going to try something I've never done before. I got a package of 1 ounce of mangle beet seeds. I don't know if you're familiar with mangles or not.
These things go from
10 to 30 pounds, and humans can absolutely eat them. But their primary use is fodder for chickens and horses and goats and stuff like that. And here's the beauty of it.
Oh, it's one of the sugar beets. Yeah.
Right. And here's the beauty of it. You leave it in the ground until the day you're ready to feed it. You know, all you do is mulch. You mulch the row that you got these things in. And, you know, as winter kicks in, gets below freezing, all that, you gather up, you know, what you need. Now, if it's going to freeze and get down 10, minus 10, whatever, you need to bring in a few days in advance and keep them in the house. But what you do is slice these things up into chunks, and you can feed them straight to your horses. That way, you know, an SHTF situation, if you can't get to the feed store, at least you can still feed your cattle and your horses and goats and chickens and all that. And it is so incredibly cheap. Oh, boy, here's our bottom-of-the-hour break, Rick. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in 4 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. Today's date is Saturday, March 25, 2017. Our guest today is Rick in Missouri. We're talking about gardening. Rick, let's continue where we left off, sir.
Well, yeah, sugar beets. Those things are massive, and it does make me wonder what sugar beet wine would be like. That might be something that would be a great grid down situation, you know, good for consumption or trade. Well, let me kind of sum this process up, because I'm not sure that I've been as coherent or succinct as I would have liked. Basically,
I think you have.
Oh, thanks. What you're going to do is you're going to, what they want you to do is this. If you've got a garden section, they want you to basically create raised rows by taking dirt out of a walkway and throwing it into a long row and level that so that the water doesn't necessarily run to one end or the other. Then you're going to put your pre-plant mix on top of that and water it in. Then you're going to plant your crops, and then once they sprout, every single week you're going to put your weekly feed down and water it in. And that is as complicated as this whole thing is, except for this. You can put your T-posts up and grow vertically, things like climbing things or even the tomatoes. Right. And that way you're getting massive amounts of food in relatively small spaces. There are other things. I mean, we've had UV problems for the last, I don't know, how many years would you say? 10? I don't know.
Yeah, 7 or 8 at least. I know year before last, our beans burned up due to UV.
Right. Well, what I was going to say about that was, in addition to side curtains, if you put your, if you're gonna put these T-posts up on either end of the row, and you're gonna run your 170-pound baler twine so that you can grow vertically, you can also put your greenhouse plastic over the top of that to start your seeds earlier. But it does a couple of other things. We've had massive weather shifts or violent weather changes over the last half a dozen years, and we've got things like high wind. Yeah, high wind, hail, and other crazy stuff along with the UV. You can use your gardening plastic, your greenhouse plastic, to control things like violent wind and hail. But you can also throw up on top of there a strip of 40% shade cloth so that when things really get out of hand in the summertime, that 40% shade cloth, it won't keep enough sun out to lower your production, but it will keep your stuff from burning up. So in addition to the simple technique of using the mid-lighter process, if you grow vertically, you can do a couple things. You can extend your season, and you also get a lot more food growing vertically. So I think that, and also, of course, you know, there's another aspect of this that I didn't mention. You know, glyphosate, The with the introduction of the supermarket, the market and the supermarket, you know, a lot of people didn't feel the need to garden anymore because you can go to the supermarket and you can buy vegetables so cheaply that, you know, why garden if you can, you know, if you can go down to Walmart and get your stuff? But, you know, you are consuming an awful lot of pesticide and an awful lot of Roundup. Roundup is an antimicrobial, in among other things. So wherever Roundup has been, there are no microbes in the soil anymore. The soil is essentially DEAD dead. So, you know, these corporate farms, they no longer have living soil like you will have in your garden. So what that does mean is that while you may be going down to the Walmart to get your vegetables, they aren't going to have the kind of nutrients that your body needs because they grow in a dead soil. I mean, in a lot of cases it would be, what, filler food? I mean, it's not, yes, you're eating, but you're not eating very good food. So if you grow this stuff yourself in your garden, and you're using their method, you're putting in all 16 essential elements. These are, you know, periodic table elements. These you get to eat these, and this is good for you. So, you know, that's another aspect.
The taste of the food is so much different, Rick. You know, you taste something out of your garden, you taste something from Walmart, I'll take the stuff out of the garden every time.
John Denver has a hilarious song called Homegrown Tomatoes, and it is a little ditty he wrote about how wonderful homegrown tomatoes are, and you're right. There is a fella, I forget, in fact, you'll see it in the Growing Your Garden, the Mid-Lighter Way video, a guy who is using this technique, and he is getting his tomatoes out a month before everybody else, and his tomatoes taste better than everybody else's just because, you know, they're properly fed. So he's actually getting more money than everybody else and selling out quicker at the farmer market. So, yeah, I totally concur with you. That is, there is a taste difference and a nutrient difference.
All right. Hey, Rick, we got a caller. We got Joe in Indiana on line 3. Good morning, Joe.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Dr. Joe.
Yeah, this is Dr. Joe. How are you doing?
Doing good, buddy, other than broke leg.
I'm standing for you. I'm really glad you got Rick on. Yeah, I do a bunch of things besides medicine, but I'm out today with my dog, and I've been listening to the show, but I missed the first part. I don't know if you talked about it. I live in a subdivision area. I have about 1.5 acres, and I grow stuff when I can. But what they did was, it was farmland at one time, but what they do with these subdivisions, they strip off the soil, the topsoil.
Right. They sure do. Yeah.
Developers. And it's all clay, and it's terrible. But I've been growing my tomatoes in pots, and I did when I called a couple of months ago, I talked about how I used the magnesium and the Epsom salts, and I had a great harvest last year. But I want to do what you did, Rick. We have a carpenter redoing it. We have all this remodeling going on in our house, and I talked about him building me those beds, you know, those wood frames. And if I dig into the ground and I, you know, put these wooden frames, or I think of Menards or whatever they sell, some steel ones, I'll have them framing, and I'll throw maybe some organic soil in there. But I've got clay. What's the best? How do you nurture that soil? I'm willing to try that.
Well, yeah, you don't actually have to, but of course, things like gypsum over a period of time break clay down. But, you know, honestly, Doc, the beauty of all this is that you don't have to deal with it at all. I mean, those beds, I mean, if you wanted my opinion, you know, you can use the soil, but you should just simply make the raised bed using sand and sawdust or something along those lines, because actually all the soil is going to do is hold the plant vertical, and that's all you really need it for, so... I mean, hypothetically, you could use that soil just as it is, as long as you were employing the rest of the techniques. Now, you might not, you know, you're still going to have, you know, your roots are going to get hotter than if you were to use a raised bed with sand and sawdust. But, and you know, from that point of view, you may suffer something in production. But
yeah, what's inspiring me to do that is because while I was listening to you, I grew all my tomato plants on these pots on top of my deck, and the sun is really intense. And I agree with you because my leaves turn yellow, and you think it's a disease, and it's really not. So everything you said about the heat on the roots makes sense to me, and I'm willing to try to. And I was just thinking maybe I could dig into the soil. I could get a tiller, dig about a foot, and just fill that in with organic soil, like you said, in sand and. And I could even get, you know, they do a lot of tree cutting around here, and I could get even wood chips, you know, from the guys.
Absolutely.
And mix that into the soil. I didn't think about that, but that would be great. I'm willing to try that.
Oh, yeah, I think that, I mean, I'm not emptying out any of my existing raised beds. I mean, they're filled with, you know, whatever I had. I'm simply augmenting that soil with sand and sawdust and continuing on. If I put in any new beds, which, of course, you know, you can imagine are in my plans, I won't be really using dirt in those. But, you know, I've still got 10 raised beds that are going to stay like they are, except for the addition of sand and sawdust. So I really think you're going to be fine.
Okay, and then the lime. That's interesting about the lime. I didn't think to add that into the soil. That makes sense, too. I'm going to try that. Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off.
there's a small difference between lime and gypsum, and I'm not really clear exactly what it is, but I do believe, and I'm no expert at this, but I do believe it's gypsum that actually breaks clay down, one is used for, you know, lower rainfalls and one for higher, but if you're just filling in trying to destroy the clay or break the clay up, your addition of any organic matter whatsoever and sand and some gypsum, that clay should not really be able to reform into a brick. That's pretty much going to have to stay broken up after that. So I think that's going to work just fine. And then, you know, every spring, just add to it.
Okay. Because you're right about the clay. Because I've tried breaking it up, and man, after a few rainfalls, and it gets really dry, and it's almost like concrete. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't hold me water.
Well, thanks, Rick. I look forward to it because last year, you know, I had a really good crop based on what these farmers told me. I was able to can a bunch of I make, you know, like Italian spaghetti sauces and can them and put them in the freezer. But this year I'm going to plant a lot more. I want to go to about maybe 20, 24 plants. My wife thinks I'm crazy, but I'd like to try. I want to try it based on what you were saying.
Oh, no, you got to do it. No, that does sound like a challenge, and it sounds like a fun one.
Well, I got the kids interested this year, so they're going to be helping me. So I want to teach them some of these. Yeah. Be great.
Well, let me inspire you to take a look at the video, because I know that I'm not, you know, this short tutorial isn't going to make anybody an expert at the mid-lighter process, but it's not a difficult thing. Just, you know, take a look at the video, and I think you should be well on your way.
Okay. Fantastic, Rick. Well, thanks, everybody. Take care, Tim. Take care, Laura. Thanks again, Rick.
Thank you. Thanks, Doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Joe. Appreciate it. You know, I was just thinking something, Rick, and correct me if I'm wrong, but Sven, you know, around here, the wood industry is mainly oak. You know, there's some pine poles being done, but most of the sawdust that you're going to get is oak. And oak is fairly acidic. And I'm thinking if you put down oak sawdust, you ought to put down lime at the same time to sweeten the soil up a little bit. What do you think?
That is most likely the case. I am suspicious of oak. It is high acid. Although I did see something that really startled me, and that is that if you watch the David Gilmour thing, Growing Your Garden in the Mid-Lighter Way, you're going to see that he has grown in everything from pure sand to pure pine needles.
Wow.
I'm not sure that, I know, it's ridiculous. The soil itself really is fairly meaningless. It's just a structure that holds the plant vertical, keeps the roots cool, and holds water. And lets in air. So I don't know if you couldn't use oak. You know, you probably could, and lime would certainly change the pH closer back to 7, back to neutral. But I don't know that you can't do it. I would have thought pine needles would have been impossible. But apparently that is not the case.
I would have, too. That's something else. I mean, I would never dream that you could grow anything in pure pine needles, because you look underneath pine trees, nothing's growing, you know, in pine poles.
As
pine needles on the ground, and that's it.
Right. That is absolutely shocking. But I think it does go to show you that this gardening system was invented for people with terrible soil and no money and no experience. And, you know, even though I've got, you know, 50 years of experience, even during this 1 hour and 47 minutes and 2 seconds video, I learned that I was mistaken about lots of things, including diseases and food, and there's a lot of confusion around food. I mean, you have things like azomite, which is a very popular product, and I really do need to look, and it's got something like, I don't know, 90 elements in it. But a lot of those elements are things like, it's 11% aluminum. I don't know what percent arsenic. So, so, you know, part of the problem with that is I believe azomite, and I got to look this up. I don't want to be guilty of defamation of anybody. You know, a lot of people want to use things like malorganite, which is nothing more than dried human poop. And the problem with using malorganite is you get a lot of heavy metal in there. And, so you really can't do that. I don't know what's going on with things like azomite, but, you know, it's got a lot of things in it that you really just don't necessarily need in your garden. We're already getting chemtrailed to death. You know, they're already sprinkling aluminum on a daily basis, and you got Monsanto out there trying to create crops that are aluminum tolerant, which, if you ask me, is a smoking gun. But then, you know, I am a, I do subscribe to some conspiracies. So,
it's not a conspiracy about the chemtrails when you got people that used to be in charge of supplying the chemicals coming out publicly and saying exactly what those chemicals are. Hey, we got a call, Rick. We got Pat in Texas on line 3.
Yeah.
Oh, hi. A couple of questions. I haven't tried the raised bed yet, but some people lost them from flooding around here, so they're raising them now. And I wanted to. I know that you can't put raw wood shavings or anything in pots. Is it safe in beds. I mean, my husband's killed more of my pots by putting fresh wood on on things. Can you do that in the raised bed? And the other thing is, does the lime do, what does the lime do besides, I know it kills like cutworms and things that eat the stalk, get in the stalk and kill your cucumbers and your tomatoes and things like that. Lime does, right?
What lime does change the pH of the soil?
Oh, and that has something to do with the bugs?
No, it really doesn't have anything to do with the bugs. The idea of using lime is to do what they call sweeten the soil, make it less acidic. All right, folks, we got a break, Pat. You're welcome to hang on, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. Today we're speaking with Rick in Missouri about gardening, and we have Pat in Texas still on line 3. Pat, go ahead with your question, son.
Fresh wood will kill things in pots, for sure. But will it? How do you do it in the bed? I guess I missed that. I was feeding my dog or something. Is it fresh wood you use, fresh wood chips or shavings, or do you let it season?
If you want,
No, no. Well, Pat, if you watch the video, you'll find that they're actually asking for sawdust. I have incorporated animal bedding into my existing beds, and I will. I am not having any problem with that. But if you watch the video, you'll see that their recipe is sand and sawdust.
Okay.
I don't actually, if you're asking if it's too hot or if you have to compost it out, that is not the case. And remember, too, that lime is not really so much for bug control as diatomaceous earth would be. If you're talking about sprinkling something on top of the soil to control slugs or other bugs, usually DE or diatomaceous earth is for that. The lime that would be used in this actually is part of the pre-plant mix, and I should say this before I forget. If you're getting two crops or three crops in a season, you're going to put your pre-plant mix down before each planting. Now, there's the lime is in there, you're going to put that down and water that in. Lime does sweeten the soil. It's a pH changer, but it also makes nutrients bioavailable to the plant that is growing there. If you ever look at a gravel road going down some country lane, and you look at the plants on each side of that gravel lane, you're going to see that the plants right at the edge are just going absolutely wild. And if you walk 5 or 10 feet away, they look more normal again. So, yeah, lime is an essential thing. But no, if you watch the video, and I promise you, if you follow the recipe using sand and sawdust, you're going to be just fine.
It's on YouTube, the video?
YouTube. Go to YouTube and look up the video called Growing Your Garden the Mitt Lighter Way. Watch that video. It's a ton of fun. I've seen it about 6 times. I'm probably not finished yet, but there are books available. If you go to mittlightergardening.com, Jacob Mittleider's life's work is available for $20. They also have some other things there. It's also where you're going to have to get your micro mix, which is part of the weekly feed. $15 will get you enough for a year, I'm sure. So you're going to, you might want to grab those two things. I am in favor of having books, hardbound, or not hardbound, but on paper, in case the internet is not available to you. So, it wouldn't be a bad idea if you can afford it to grab the book as well.
Another question my husband wanted me to ask was, he's grown orange trees from seeds and they won't bloom. Well, I said, I think they're male and female. And don't you have to transplant a limb from another grow a tree, producing tree to make them grow?
Right. I can answer this, Rick, because I grew up with this. All right, citrus. If growing stuff from seed, you're going to come up with one of three things: a sour orange, a sour lemon, or something in the kumquat family. So yes, you can start an orange tree from seed. Okay, but it does need to be grafted. You do need to get a branch of something that's a productive variety. Anyway, folks, we're out of time for today. Come back, same time, same channel next week. Rick will be back again next week. And I don't know what our subject's going to be, but it'll be interesting. Anyway, folks, thanks for listening. I hope you have a safe and productive weekend. Bye-bye.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.